You may be seated. Very mindful and very carefully listen tonight because my oldest son said to me that, Dad, you've been walking in the apostolic for 20 years. And there was such a vast ignorance within myself about the ministry of the apostolic and the prophetic, and it's coming alive now, and so you going with me, you see. And so territory we'll touch sometime would not be familiar. You heard what I said?
Yes, sir.
I believe there are territories we've been left out of by not knowing. And we've been, for lack of a better word, practicing Christianity at a certain level, but there's so much more. And so you have to be open because you're a born again child of God. You have to be aware of the fact that not mentally, but spiritually, there's a whole lot more to know. Okay? There's some walls you're going to have to tear down. There's some walls you're going to have to build. You're going to have to tear down Joshua, the wall Joshua took on, wall you got to build. Nehemiah built the wall. So there's a variety of things that I want to call your attention to tonight. And I have to stay on the aspect of health. Because we have so much sickness, so much disease. And we have to know there's a way out. You don't have to go the same route everybody else going, because you're dealing with something to give you seven other people dealing with it and tell you how it's going to come out. No, you can come out different. All right? So I want you to know, everybody listening to me tonight, I want you to know there is hope. Okay? Now, we're going to look at three passages of Scripture. The first one, let's look at John chapter 16. John chapter 16. Let's go to it first. And to prelude and get you ready while we're reading so you understand why we're reading them. And then I tried to cut it shorter on the subject, but I couldn't. Holy Spirit, lead me through this traffic to my health. That's all I'm going to get you through there. So it's so much traffic about health. There's only one health specialist. His name is Holy Spirit. There's only one health specialist. Everybody else practices. Thank God for him. But you got the specialist. So if you be in practice on, you ought to have the practitioner and the specialist. Let's see. Let me say this before I read the scripture in John 16. Let's call upon the health specialist, the Holy Spirit. I know you've heard that about 14 times, but that's all right. You ain't never heard it. Let us call upon a health specialist. Now, you see what a position it put you in now? Huh? You have the right to call on someone who is never puzzled about what can transpire in your situation. I didn't say let's call on our family members. No. We say we're calling on the only health specialist that exists, which is the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
You got that?
Yes, sir.
Now, these scriptures are going to speak to it. Here in John 16, verse 13. And we know this is prophetical. We know it's fulfilled on the day of Pentecost. So Jesus speaking prophetically now, but it's been fulfilled. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of Truth, what he called?
The Spirit of Truth.
All the truth that you need to know about your health, the Holy Spirit know it.
Yes.
And my brother and sister, it's covenant truth. It's divine rights that we have as children of God to live, for lack of a better word, in a supernatural health. Supernatural health. Say it.
Supernatural.
That's health that health that never says no. That health, the Holy Spirit will never walk up to your bedside and say, there's nothing else I can do. Let me say that again. The Holy Spirit will never walk up on a situation you're dealing with in your body and say to you, there's nothing else I can do. Why? He have the opportunity or the ability to move from mechanical to miracles. Or to move from what man knows to what the Father knows.
Yes.
Are you here?
Yes.
And you see, you have to grasp these things because your faith is being put in another position. Almost, my brothers and sisters, dealing with the whole body of Christ. Because we're having a health crisis in the body of Christ. We've been having, I've been in here 50 years, and I've been seeing the health crisis ever since I got in here. Yeah, I mean, the crisis was in the church just like it's in the hospital. And it's getting worse and worse. It's getting more Christian going, getting hit than sinners. So the Spirit, the reason we can trust the Holy Spirit as our health specialist and to get us out of this traffic. You know, traffic is a lot of substitutes that have been given us by man,
yes,
scientifically, and thank God they've done great things. Don't get me wrong. But by the whole spectrum of the thing, God wants us to, you just think about Acts 10:38 for a minute. Why you say that? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. Why are you anointing with the Holy Ghost and power? He's the health specialist. I'm hearing something here. Creative healing. See, the Holy Spirit can create healing. Are you following me? No record that, no scientific record that they got on it. The Holy Spirit is a creator.
Yes.
So, oh yeah, I heard you. Holy Spirit, creative help in your body right now.
Yes.
Yeah, you didn't hear me. I say the creative power of the Holy Spirit goes through your body right now. No age gap. So the health creator is moving in your body right now.
Yes.
Let it move.
Yes, sir.
The health creator. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of Truth, has come, we know he here, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, I like this third word, he will what?
God.
What that mean? What that mean? Traffic. Traffic that have left the Holy Spirit out. As a child of God, you cannot ever be hopeless. When you're hopeless, you're in your flesh. You cannot be hopeless when you trust in God. He will guide you into all truth. God, you right?
Yes.
Then, now Jesus talking, so he's talking about himself. For he said, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. So suppose you dealing with something and you got the Holy Spirit eavesdropping for you and you waiting on your answer and the Holy Spirit come and tell you a route to take that nobody ever will know. You follow me? Holy Spirit, what way should I go now? Holy Spirit, show me my answer in this dilemma.
Yes, sir.
What should I take and what shouldn't I take? Let me give you six or seven dynamics here now. Prayer. I didn't write them down, so I got to get them. Praise and worship. You'll need these seven now. These are the seven track you take. Prayer, praise and worship. And the next one is a very strong one when you're dealing with sickness or disease. Meditation. And what meditation does is make you still on the inside and quiet on the outside so you can hear. But it's all that noise going on. See, when you, a meditation become a portal for revelation. You get quiet. You're sitting there, you're breathing, and you're looking at a scripture, and you're nothing else disturb you. Do it 10 minutes, 15 minutes, meditation. Meditating your help. Your body saying one thing, but your spirit saying something else. You meditate long enough to have enough space to agree with your spirit and get quickened at that time. All right? Meditation. But I give you, how many you got? Three? But I don't care how many you got. I'm just give you the rest of them. Somebody getting healed right now. Somebody online, somewhere. I want y'all to start writing this in now because I got to invoke the supernatural now. I got to trust the Holy Spirit to back me up. So I need you to be checking your bodies. Don't just sit your act like nothing happened. You're going, no, check it out. You online, you here. Now, I got to put this one in there. Eat well. Amen. Eat right.
Yep.
All right, right eating. The reason I have to put this one in, I've seen people with healing meetings and, I'm doing good, Lord. But they don't want to tell them nothing about that. And the anointing works, get them healed,
yes.
But they lose it. Yes, I'm talking about help.
Yes, sir.
We all have challenges.
Yes, sir.
But if you know how to stand up to it, you see. Moving more.
Yes,
move. Don't be sitting down on 6-7 hours. I did that for 30 years, 40 years, reading. And so now I'm looking for a trainer to train me, but I've been sitting down too long. Move around.
Amen.
So exercise more. I'm looting the other ones. I don't know what it was. Exercise more. I'll get back to them later. Let me finish reading the scripture because I got three scriptures I got to read. John 16,
yes,
are y'all with me?
Yes.
See, now, Holy Spirit, lead me through this traffic. You see, there's a lot of traffic, even in the church.
Yes,
And so apostolically and prophetically, I have to deal with it because God people are too sick, too long, dying too early, and suffering too much. That is not God's plan. Our Father's a good Father. Y'all know that, right? And He wants to have the best, and He can do it.
Yes.
Well, we got a scripture to deal with that. We got a scripture to deal with that. Here it is. Go back over verse 13 again with me. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is coming, and we say He here, He will guide you into all truth, right? Whatsoever He say here, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. So He's hearing, speaking, and showing, right? He that glorifies Me, for He shall receive of Mine and shall show it unto you. That shows again. All things that the Father hath are Mine. That was Jesus said. Therefore said I that He shall take of Mine and show it unto you. We're talking about help right now, right?
Yes, sir.
I said we're talking about help right now, right? See, this don't even seem like a good subject for the church because we want to get on the emotional street. But when you're dealing with something, baby, emotional street don't work. And here God has revealed to us that the Holy Spirit is His health specialist, and there are no other health specialists. Everybody else are practitioners. He's the only health specialist. He's the one that can deal with what is not on the book. Never been in the lab. Never been tested before. And you coming into that knowledge tonight and sitting here like you in your Baptist church, God is sure. Now you get the Holy Spirit is my health specialist. And boy, look, the Holy Spirit, He don't play. You trusting Me like that? The Holy Spirit said,
the Holy Spirit
is my health specialist. Show me what to do. You see it? How many see it? You see it?
Yes,
sir. See? Now you're gonna have to say that sometime because there are so much traffic that won't say that. But I trust the Holy Ghost. I know He's God Himself, you see. All right. Now, the other scripture we want to look at is in Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. We got one more scripture, and then I'll give you some points on Holy Spirit, lead me through this traffic to my health. The traffic is there's too many offers being made that are practical. And they are not fully producing what need to be produced. But if I put all my confidence in that way, then God can't help me. So the Holy Spirit has to convict me and check me and show me and tell me what move to make. Not being stupid. I'm not talking about being stupid. If you need to go, you got to go, you got to go, you got to go. If you got to go to the mushroom, go. But I'm telling you, in your normal walk of life, as a whole, start taking care of yourself. You leaving here with a health specialist in your bosom. You can talk to him in the car, in the restroom, in the backyard, anywhere. He's always there. Your physician always with you. And he's not going to let me preach and not do something about it. He's picking up from all over the world, people are going to be writing. Something happened to him. Because the Holy Spirit been on this message to preach. And you can't be in favoritism to preach something like this. You got to eat right. You got to exercise.
That's right.
Oh, I know another one. I know another one is killing us. Stress. Stress less. Stop reacting and respond properly. Something you don't need to deal with at all. Just leave it alone. Walk off from it. Yeah, stress. See, stress get on you and you don't know it's there. Oh, my Lord. Help me, Lord. Stress will make a hole out of you. Stress will rip your help. Now, how many be honest with me and say, I stressed out about some things I shouldn't have stressed out about? I worry myself. Put your old doggone hand up, every one of y'all. We've been through this. Hold it up. Don't put it down now because I want you to feel it. Stressing out about something, and then a lot of things you stress about and you find out it wasn't true. And then it don't make no difference what nobody else think about you, what you think about yourself. You gonna stress about what somebody else think about you? You all upset because they don't like what you wore, what you doing. You all upset. What you upset about? What a thing. Put your hand up. Now, the Holy Spirit is a health specialist, but he cannot be a health specialist without you. You're going to have your cooperation. You know, so like saying tonight, I have faith because the Holy Spirit is my health specialist. He's going to work it out some kind of way. He's going to show me what to do. Or he's going to show somebody next, my wife, what to do. Or my children. He's going to show somebody something for me to do to get me out of this mess. Because I'm promised a long, satisfied life. Yeah. A long, satisfied. Don't forget that. Long, satisfied. All right. Exodus 15, 26. And said, if thou wert diligent, hearken. Now, those two words, diligent and hearken, mean paying close attention to the voice of the Lord thy God, to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments. You see it? And keep all his statutes. A lot of stuff for you to do, right?
Yes, sir.
Then the Lord said, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I brought upon the Egyptians because they didn't obey me. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. Ask yourself the question. You need to ask yourself the question. Can the Lord still heal me? And he said, I am. You know what I am mean? Remember we told Moses, tell him, I am that I am.
Yes,
that means I'm all of it.
Yes,
now, Romans chapter 8.
Amen.
Romans chapter 8. I want to start at verse 11. Let me say it in a way that I believe will be a blessing to you. Health is my heirship right. I am an heir of health. Health is in my divine DNA. Well, you're missing that. You're paying too much attention to the flesh.
Amen.
Go back on the inside and get your help. You're so busy trying to get it from the outside.
Amen.
Go back on the inside.
Yes, sir.
Now notice these verses. Notice these verses. How many of y'all know there's a lot of traffic out there?
Yes, sir.
Including supplements. You need to read what you're taking and putting in your body. You're taking four little supplements. I took my supplement. You might have took your serpent. Pay attention. Know what you're putting in your mouth. You see, we get all easy, you know. They don't know what I'm taking. Gee, I don't even know what you're taking. I need to know what I need to take. But I need to get direct from the Holy Ghost. You follow me? Because they got that commercial is part of the traffic. And you know they got the number one brand thing. Because they done paid 39 specialty to get that on your mind. That this really going to do it. Oh, there go your pill. Because you can put it. No, you need the Holy Spirit directing you what to do and what not to do. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Am I wasting my time?
No, sir.
You, the Holy Spirit lead me through this traffic to my health. Otherwise, there's so many things blocking your health. I don't want to call no brand name, but they got so much stuff out there blocking your health. And you're going right with it. Most people go right with it. And get mad with a point who don't want to do it. You got quiet as a man. I want to say hallelujah, but he might read my mail. I'm here to help you, baby. I love you. I want you to have it. You know, I don't know everything, but I know a few things. Now, very carefully and spiritually and mindfully, as we read in Romans 8, we're going to start at the 11th verse. And I want you to see the connection between you and the Holy Spirit and the connection between you being, listen to this, an heir of help. That don't even seem right to say that in the church. But you are an heir of help. But if this, verse 11, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. I decree in Jesus' name that you are resurrected from all sickness and disease. Come on now, come on. I decree in Jesus' name that every child of God under the sound of my voice is resurrected from sickness and disease. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead ought to have the ability and power to raise me from sickness and disease. The same devil that was trying to hold Jesus in the grave is the same devil trying to hold your body in sickness and disease. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
And tonight, first time in your life, in my life, the Spirit of God says, we resurrect from sickness and disease. Oh, online, talk to me. What a word from God. Tonight, the Holy Spirit has said to us, tonight we resurrect by the same Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead. I'm still alive. But he raised us now from sickness and disease. Supernatural. Same power. Same glory. Let him in. Come on, let him in now. Expect it. Expect it in your body right now. Expect it. See, I'm trying to get through this traffic. I don't care what kind of report you got. You're hearing another report tonight. Not just the Holy Spirit is not just my healer. He is my help. See, because the enemy don't mind you getting healed. Because he know you're coming right back. But if you learn how to walk in help, he knows he can come and try, but he know you know.
Yes, sir.
So I want you to understand what's happening in here tonight. You are resurrected by the same spirit that rose Jesus from the dead. You are resurrected from cancer, high blood pressure, arthritis, diabetes.
Yes. Glory to God.
Believe it. Receive it. And one of the biggest traffic that you're in is thoughts in your mind. I want you to know, I want you to overrule your mind with your conscience. Romans 9:1. Getting there with the Holy Ghost. Turn to Romans 9:1. We'll come back. I'm going to come back and read. Romans 9:1. Turn that. Overrule your mind.
Yes, sir.
Make your mind shut up.
Yes, sir.
Be still and know I'm God.
Yes.
Mind traffic. Saying this. You're going to get this. No, shut up. That's why Romans 12:1-3 give you the lineup. Romans 12:3 tell you your mind, your faith does not work by your mind. Your faith works by grace.
Amen.
Well, I told you something. Romans, read that. Read it. You know. Now I want you to be listening now, because this one. I want you to know, Jesus didn't say the truth set you free. See, if you know the truth, he'll set you free. He didn't say if you read the truth, memorize the truth. You can't memorize the truth. You memorize word, but truth had to be revealed to you. I tell the truth and lie, not my conscience bear witness with the Holy Ghost. All right, go back to Romans now, 8. I'm going to do like some little guy. Stop teaching in 35 minutes, y'all. I've been teaching an hour so long, I've been trying to cut back, but Jesus Christ, there's so much. Oh, my goodness. Do y'all know what's happening to us tonight? Do you recognize by the Spirit of God you've been put in another category to live? Don't take that lightly. You're walking through your health now according to Ephesians 4:11-16. You're getting a report about how to function in supernatural, God-given help. No matter what sickness in your body now, you're still given the right. Whatever miracle God need to create, he'll create it.
Yes, sir.
But your mindset has to be renewed. You can't go along thinking about poor me.
No.
Just, you resurrected in hell tonight.
Yes, sir.
By the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Now, let's read a little further. Verse 12 said, Romans 8:12. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, that's your eating exercise right there. You love that so much. I got to have it. Ooh, it tastes so good. The Reverend can say what he wants. This is my best. Now, go check out and see what they're doing for you. I want you to leave the spirit, go to science now. And go check and see what this did for my lung. Ooh, it's so good. Ooh, it's so good. What did it do for me? Y'all don't want to check. See? Listen. I know I'm just doing my assignment. The body of Christ got a pit, P-I-T, in this area about their health. The least you should live is 70. And your goal should be 120.
Yes,
and you're not going to make it if you're not listening. Because your body can't automatically bring you there with you in that traffic. Verse 13, for you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deed of the body, you shall live. Well, what one do you want? For as many as led by the Spirit of God, that is right there. That's your health specialist. They are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Look at verse 17 now. I wonder if any sickness in here. In verse 17. You put some of your sickness in verse 17. Just go ahead and put it in there so the Lord can slap you. And if you children, then as number one, then number two, as of God, make sure you understand. Number three, and join as with Christ.
Yes.
My. So let me give you a few things. I got a few minutes. Let me give you a few things. Your health is a divine plan of God, but it will not manifest automatically. Your health is the divine plan of God, but it will not manifest automatically. You look back in Exodus 15:26. See, you got a part to play. It's time, my brothers and sisters, listen, Holy Spirit, breathe, to permit the real health exploit to operate and appropriate to you the health plan of God. Wow, you heard that? Let me read that again. You see, because I think tonight what the Lord is doing is putting us in a new territory. Listen, it's time to permit the real health expert, talking about the Holy Spirit, to operate and appropriate to you the health plan of God. Yep. Yes, sir. Turn to John chapter 5. I'll make a few statements. I think this will help you. And I'm going to probably close there. John chapter 5. We'll read in a few minutes, but I'm going to give you a statement. Years of traffic blocked him from his health. Years of traffic. And I want to say this to the body of Christ. To the body of Christ at large, pulpit and all. Years of traffic have blocked us from our health.
Right.
And tonight, apostolically, prophetically, pastorally, teaching-wise, God is showing us that we got to get out of this traffic.
Yes, sir.
Give me three hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Give me three glory to God. And nobody can watch your health for you. You got to watch it yourself.
Amen.
Now watch this. Years of traffic blocked him from his health. Is it possible? Traffic has blocked you from your health. Is it possible up in here tonight that you're about to make a change?
Yes, sir.
You're going to permit the Holy Spirit to talk to you after this service.
Yes, sir.
In your prayer time, in your meditation time, in your praise time. You ought to have said enough prayer to be healthy.
Yes, sir.
All them 1,000 hours y'all have been praying, you've said enough prayer, so the prayer must not be holding you out. We're still here because we're praying. But prayer opened up our eyes to the revelation of who he really is.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
John 5, verse 1. I'll read it the rest of my case. The man is at this Sam Traffic at this pool is at the, in the church right now. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Who went up?
Jesus.
Oh, Lord. Jesus went up to the arrow.
Yes, sir.
Now, there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue, Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folks in the church. Blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. In the church.
Yes, sir, in the church.
For the angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole, good God Almighty, of whatsoever disease he had. Just put a whatsoever. So if the pool can do it, what about Jesus? We're going to put Jesus, Lord, in the pool? Lord and angels? He above angels. He above the pool. He's the Lord of lords, King of kings. He's the master of everything. See, but you put your faith out there. What I'm preaching tonight, just go ahead and put your faith out there. Tomorrow morning in your devotion, take one of these statements and put your faith out there. How dare you? Put your faith out there. He got to back it up. It says, word. Watch what happened now. Verse 5. And a certain man was there which had an it was made whole of whatsoever disease. Underline that, whatsoever. Whatsoever disease. God don't respect no disease. No disease can stop God. Because he said whatsoever disease. So all these new names they've come up with, it don't make God no different. Somebody said, if I just could get to the pool. You at the pool. Jesus is the pool. I wish I was back there when the pool was there. Yeah, you see what happened to that man, right? The pool didn't, he couldn't know everybody else jumping in there from before him. But now the pool is worldwide. Pool is at your house, in your car, in your yard. Matter of fact, the pool is in your body. Jesus is the pool. So I hear the Spirit of God say, don't be no fool. Jesus is the pool. Don't let nobody fool you that you can't go no further, that your God is not bigger than anything else. Don't let nobody talk you out of it. Just keep praising him. Keep dancing. Keep giving him the glory. Keep screaming, I got it. No matter what it looks like, don't look at your age. Don't look at no background drop. Jesus is the pool living on the inside of me. I don't have to go to the pool. The pool is with me. The pool in me. Nobody else can jump in the pool before me because this is my pool. I have a personal relationship with the pool. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
All right.